As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
We did get some breaking news this morning. The day after Easter, Pope Francis passed away at 88. I know that he had been battling health issues all the way back to COVID times when he was dealing with a lot of sickness and illness, and they thought he might have COVID. He passed away this morning. Hannah's going to have more information about that. How was everyone's Easter weekend?
It was so good, but like everybody else, I feel like it went by so fast.
The rain. Oh, it was frustrating for me. I love Easter Sunday because we go to church. The church is all decorated. It feels like there's new hope, new beginnings, spring. It's this really good feeling. And it was so gloomy.
Yeah. We had to celebrate it in my brother-in-law's garage, usually, you know, and they did their egg hunt throughout the entire house.
So we did two versions of it. Yesterday when the kids woke up, there was like a few eggs hidden around the house with like a buzzkill, you know, due to the egg hunt in the house. And then because the weather did kind of break later on in the day, and we did an egg hunt outside later in the day.
I thought the weather this weekend wasn't that bad. Like, I anticipated it to be raining like nonstop Thursday through Sunday. So yesterday, like during the day, it was so nice that like we did everything outside, and it was nice. Last night though, when I was going to bed, holy cow, that weather was crazy.
Mm-hmm. I felt like it was like in the overnight, because I felt like the same thing Saturday into Sunday. Uh-huh. It was bad in the overnights. Yeah, that's when it was bad. Maybe you had like 5 Easter celebrations.
I did, and I ended up going to church Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, and Sunday.
So it was a great weekend for me. I had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Alex, what'd you do this weekend?
You guys will like this. Annie was out of town for a bachelorette party. Yeah. And I actually went to her family's Easter.
Did you?
Awesome.
I did.
Was it
little son-in-law?
Have you done that before in the past?
No.
Have done anything before just you?
I have not.
Was it awkward?
No, it was fine. It was
That's
great.
Good. That's
it was
a good.
Great. Yeah. More food for me. I eat for Annie.
It was
as good
to test right before the wedding. Like,
right.
Is this going to be awkward with the in-laws and stuff like that? Yes. And then you're like, oh, I'll take this plate home for Annie.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I felt like this video was super powerful and extremely interesting, too. If you haven't seen this footage yet, you got to see it. It's going viral. It's sort of these elephants at the San Diego Zoo, one of the biggest zoos in the country, kind of like St. Louis here, too. It's one of the biggest zoos. And there was an earthquake that happens all the time in California. There's like a 5.2 earthquake that happened. But instinctively, when the earthquake happened, all the elephants ran over, and you can see it on the video, and created an alert circle, and they surround the youngest elephant to protect it.
It's amazing
to see. It is crazy. I didn't know elephants do this, but I guess elephants do this all the time.
As a herd,
they run and protect the youngest, and you see this earthquake go off, and all of the elephants, like whatever they're doing, just stop, find the youngest, and they create this alert circle and then walk around and protect it.
It's incredible. You just see that nature, you know, what they would probably do anywhere.
Yes.
You can watch it, and it's incredible.
And they're looking for like, hey, we'll do whatever to protect our young. Right.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a really cool video. Got to see it for yourself. It's all brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, let's do the poll of the day on the Brett Magus Show. Back to work on a Monday. Let's ask about money and work. Would you rather get a $15,000 raise, pretty healthy raise, or 4-day work weeks? They have to choose. Someone's going to hand you this $15,000 raise, or you could choose to only come into work 4 days a week. Hannah, which one would you choose?
I think I got to go with the 4-day work week, and mainly I'm thinking about this for the like the Ozarks. Like I'm always like, man, if I just had one more day there, the travel would be so much easier, like, and make it more worth it. So for me to be able to go to the lake, I'm going to say a 4-day
How
work.
Often would you go to the lake?
All
you
the time, then. If I had more time to actually spend down there.
3 to 4 days, 3 to 4 times a year? Summer? All right.
No,
Does the 4-day work week mean I'm working 40 hours? Or does it mean I'm working only 32 hours?
32 is how I took it.
No, it's still 40 hours.
Oh, see, no. Ooh. Give me the money. 15. Give me the 15,000.
Same work?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take the
same.
Well,
I don't want longer hours.
I think... Well, yeah, that's usually what they end up doing.
Well, you have to do the same amount of work.
Yeah, right. So it's hard. Like, yeah, same amount of work. 4-day work week. You have to finish your job.
I'm with Kev on this.
Yeah.
I'm taking the money.
Taking the money?
Mm-hmm.
Don't care.
Right, yeah.
I feel like we're past the days of 9 to 5, you know, working. Anyway.
I know, that's the hardest way to answer
exactly,
this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like most people actually just work. Sometimes, like, the work week will look really light, and sometimes work week will look a little heavy. So it's hard to give the 32-40 breakdown.
I need three-day weekends.
Three-day weekends?
For sure, yeah.
See, I do think time is money. Like, I do think three-day weekends would help, but I think I'd take the money. I'm balling on a budget. And I know, and like...
You just get too bored.
And people mail it in on Fridays anyways.
Right, yeah.
You're not really working Friday.
I still have to get up at the crack of dawn.
Okay.
That still counts. I'm going to the lake.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending and viral stories. I'll read off a headline. Hannah either tells me, scroll past that one, or she says, give me more. I need more details. Like, who is the most popular Disney villain of all time?
I'm invested now. What is it? Who is it?
You guessed Ursula. Ursula finished at 3. Kevin, you wanted to take a guess.
Oh, I thought it was the most powerful villain. I was going to say Chernabog, who's the devil from Night on Bald Mountain in Fantasia.
Huh? It was not English.
Did not make the list.
And that's like scary, but he's not popular.
The name sounds scary.
Yeah, it's because it's the devil.
No, did not make the list. But the Black Cauldron horn from Horn
King
was like 4th. They said Ursula's eels were barely popular Gen Z. But
Maleficent?
Top 2. Nightmare Before Christmas, Oogie Boogie.
Oh, yeah.
And number 1, overwhelming. By far dominated the list. Scar from Lion King.
Most
popular.
What?
Yeah. You didn't like it?
No.
Captain Hook's not on there?
What about that scary bear from Toy Story?
Okay, the fact that you have to say the scary bear from Toy Story is not going to be Scar from Lion King.
It's Ted, right?
Most popular.
It wasn't Ted.
Who knows?
Update on the Red Robin Bottomless Burger Pass.
What do you mean update?
I got an update for you.
It better be a good one.
No, people are pissed. So remember I told you about this bottomless burger? You get it for $20 for the whole month of May. Go to Red Robin. People tried to... It crashed the website. Red Robin said, we did not expect this to happen. We thought people would be excited about it, but not this excited. They said it was very similar to Ticketmaster and Taylor Swift. That was the direct comparison.
You know what?
Of how many people went to the website to get this bottomless burger was the same as Taylor Swift.
I knew it was too good to be true. I knew it was too good to be true.
It crashed the website.
Yeah, everyone's pissed about it. They said they're going to come out with a new one, which will be 12 winners whole year bottomless burgers, not just a month.
That's dumb. That's like impossible to win.
Yeah, people are pissed. It's
I am pissed.
Same reaction as Taylor got.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hey, Dawn, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Dawn, you sound wide awake and ready to go.
Right.
I am.
All right, I like that. Hannah, are you wide awake and ready to go?
Something like that.
That does not sound like it. Dawn, advantage Dawn. All right, Dawn versus
she
Hannah.
Have her coffee yet? Come on.
Yeah, let's go, Hannah. Get your little coffee going. Hannah's leaving the room already. She's mad at us. Good. We're going to ask five pop culture questions. Hannah leaves. She can't hear us talk about her and how she's grumpy today and all that good stuff. Okay, Don?
All right.
Tie goes towards Hannah, though. You got to get more right. Here's five pop culture questions. Morgan Wallen and Post Malone just dropped another collaboration. Their first song together was called...
Do you need some help?
I do.
He's trying to give you a hint. He's not actually helping you.
I'm not helping you. I'm sorry,
he is
Don.
Helping you, but not helping you.
No.
Is it help?
No.
It's called I Had Some Help, which is kind of what Kevin gave to you. All right. Well, the next question is going to be even a little bit more challenging since you're clearly not a big Post Malone fan. What is Post Malone's real name?
Oh, yeah, that I don't know.
It was also a name of his album, but we didn't even know the name of his song, so we're not going to know.
I don't know this either.
It's an album he released when he did the acoustic album. Coachella was in California. Name this popular burger chain from California known for their animal sauce.
I have no clue.
Do you want a phone? I'll give you a phone a friend here since we're struggling here, Don. All right, which one do you want to pick, AB or Kevin?
AB.
Yeah, because Kevin wasn't any help last time.
No, I wasn't.
It's In-N-Out, right?
In-N-Out. There we go. In-N-Out. All right. Who announced their album at Coachella with a shirtless cover art and an American flag?
I remember seeing this, but I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, because you didn't care about his name. You just cared about his abs.
Right. All right.
Noted, yeah. Dawn. And then who is the voice of Buzz Lightyear?
Okay.
Man, Dawn.
I know.
I know who Buzz Lightyear is. That's from Toy Story.
Well, we got that going for us.
Woody.
He sounds a lot like the guy from Home Improvement.
Tim Allen.
There we go.
Wow, that helped.
Kevin, it had some help on that one. Okay. So we got 2 out of 5. Don, this wasn't your best performance, but we never know what Hannah's going to do and what Hannah's doing out there. So we'll see how she's doing.
Yeah. I don't know if Hannah will get all of them.
Okay, you're not optimistic for Hannah either. All right, one song away, we'll find out.
Hannah's home school.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. Dawn answered 5 pop culture questions-ish. She answered them.
Right.
She also played with AB at times, played with Kevin at times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the whole room was helping Dawn because Dawn had a little trouble. Dawn, tell her how many you got.
I only got 2 out of 5.
But tell her what you said about Hannah. You didn't think she was going to get them, did you?
What?
No, I don't think she's going to get them all.
See? Dawn only got 2 out of 5, but she said, I'm not really optimistic for Hannah either, though. So we'll see how you do, Hannah. Same five questions. Morgan Wallen and Post Malone collaborate again. Their first song together was called...
I Had Some Help.
Boom. All right. What is Post Malone's real name?
Can I get a letter?
Also the name of one of his albums.
Austin.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Hit it again.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Coachella was in California. Name this popular burger chain from California known for their animal sauce.
In-N-Out. We went there.
Yeah.
In-N-Out, yes. Right. Who announced their album at Coachella with a shirtless cover art and American flag?
Benson Boone.
And who is the voice of Buzz Lightyear? You have a chance to go 5 for 5 and shut Dawn up because she said you weren't going to get him.
Right. I know. To infinity and beyond. That is.
Do you want the same hint that Kevin gave Dawn? Would you think that's fair?
Yeah.
He sounds a lot like the guy from Home Improvement.
Tom Hanks?
No, Tom Hanks is not the guy.
No, that was Woody, though.
Woody was Woody.
Damn.
Tim Allen. Tim, the tool man Taylor. Yeah. 4 out of 5, but Dawn, she did double your score.
I did good.
Yeah. Dawn, you got to say this is Dawn and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Dawn and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's home school.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. What is the first thing we think about every day? First thing that pops to your mind, Hannah?
I think it's food. Like, what am I going to eat for breakfast?
Good guess.
When can I have my first cup of coffee?
Am I
going to make it to 7 Brew? Those thoughts.
I think it's, I got to go to the bathroom.
Mm. Oh.
Right when you wake up, you got to pee.
All right. Yep. Good guess.
I don't even know if it's a thought. I'm just like, I wake up and I'm like, oh, man. You know?
Oh man.
Fair.
All right.
I gotta wake up. Yeah.
Right. Oh man, is like, good.
I get it.
Okay. You know, I don't know that it's really anything specific.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think mine is just hitting the snooze. So I'm just like, oh, gotta hit the snooze.
Gotta hit snooze. Like yeah. An action?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider that an action then? Something I have to do?
I mean, it's the first thing I think. I need to hit snooze.
Snooze? Okay. I think, I don't know. I'm torn who is closest. I'm not going to give the point to either AB or Alex. But, oh, man, and I have to hit snooze. Somewhere in between there's an answer there, guys. I don't know how to explain it.
That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give the answer to the Megamind question of the day, which was a little tricky because of where I put you. I said, this is the first thing we think about every day. Alex said, the first thing he thinks is what?
Just, oh, man.
Oh, man. And then AB said was?
What did I say?
Snooze.
Oh, hitting the snooze.
So it's somewhere in between there. Did anyone figure it out what it is?
We got some guesses on the text line. Okay. Jennifer said, what time is it?
No.
Is a good one. Jules said, how much sleep did I get last night?
Yeah, technically, I guess.
Teacher Suzanne says, do I have to get up?
That's fair.
Mary Ann says, oh, it's morning. I got to wake up. Teacher Katie says, I don't want to wake up. Same with Aaron.
The first thing we think about is sleep, but it's usually about like, when can I go back to sleep? Which is kind
That's
of like
so
AB's.
Fair.
But it's kind of like AB's snooze. But I think what their answer is like, I can't wait till tonight. I can't wait till I can go to bed.
Yeah, that's true for me, for sure. I do kind of map out like, man, if I could only squeeze in a little nap, it'll be okay.
Yeah, the first thing we think about as soon as we wake up
is more sleep.
Oh, I cannot wait till I can sleep again.
Mega Minds.
Kids' sporting events are expensive. I didn't know this until recently. My cousin was in town and went to go see my little cousin play some volleyball and things like that. And it was like $15 a pop to get into the game.
Yeah. Oh,
that much now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They get these VIP wristbands like for the whole weekend. It's like you got to like, I mean, it's like a concert ticket. Mm-hmm. If you invite someone to the game to like watch your kid play, do you have to pick up the tab or like?
Ooh.
So I feel like it's awkward to invite someone somewhere and then they have to pay $15-$20 to get in. 314-531-9898. I know that this is an awkward situation because my cousin was like, hey, we're going to be in town. We want to see, you know, Maggie play some volleyball, things like that. And she was like, the tickets to get in are like $15. They like were up front. Like, so maybe we can, maybe don't come to the game. And then there were like a whole like smuggling of the wristband strategy.
They were like,
we're going to have to figure. I felt like it was like a concert wristband where you're trying to sneak your friends in or something. I'm like, man, this is crazy.
That's wild.
To do to get into a game.
Right.
To go see her play.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're up front with you. I mean, that's.
Yeah, it was an awkward money conversation to go see. Back in the day, it was like $2 to get in.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the sport. Because if it is like, I know they got to rent the gym or they got to rent the, you know, complex, and that's part of it.
Bro.
I'm like, $15? I remember paying like $2.
Oh, I've seen it more. I've seen $30 for a weekend pass.
So when you go to those lacrosse games, you have to pay to get in, Hannah? You've been going to some lacrosse games all over?
Yeah, my niece plays lacrosse for Rockhurst, and yeah, you do have to pay to get in those. Even if they're at home, you still have to pay.
Like, do you pay to get in, or do they cover it for you when you go watch?
I think we've done it a couple different ways, but I think overall, like if I am going to a sporting event, I don't expect someone else to pay. Like, I'm walking in thinking I'm paying for this because typically every sporting event now you have to pay for it. So I don't think it's the parents' responsibility to pay for all.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
These people that come, like, I think if you want to go, expect to pay.
I would agree with that because, like, normally, like, my cousins would have a lot of sports games and stuff, and my whole family would be invited, and there's five people in my family. So to have, like, to expect them to pay for all five of us is a lot. So they would just always be up front and be like, hey, it's, you know, $5 to get in, $10 to get in. And I think that's fair.
It's important to be up front.
Yeah, as long as you don't show up and they're like, where's your $20?
Well, I've had buddies that have been like, oh, my kid's playing at so-and-so, so I guess if I have nothing to do, I'll think maybe I'll show up. Yeah. Or maybe like that'd be fun. But like, I personally, I guess right now, would not ever expect that I'd be going and paying that kind of money to get in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Surprise.
Get used to it. It's only going up.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter what it is. Wow. Like, starting little, they start with those fees.
I'm curious. How do you invite people to come watch your kids play now? Do you have to be upfront about the price? Do you pay for it? Have you stopped inviting people because it costs so much?
I can just think about the family. Yeah. It's like, it's dad's turn. Okay, I'm going to watch my kid play. Mom, you can do it next week because we can't afford to all go to the game.
Yeah, we got a budget for this.
Yeah. For real,
it's interesting you bring up that point because a lot of these kids, I mean, the price, I know like Little League baseball these days, like some people pay, you know, $4,000 to $6,000 a summer for their kid to play on like a baseball team. So like, you know, from my angle, I'm working it like, hey, does this come with 10 passes for the family to come to all the games? Like, honestly.
Yeah, it does. It costs so much money and then you have to pay per game they go to. Mm-hmm. It's outrageous. What's the most amount of money you've had to pay? How do you go about it? Or do you just have to just like, hey, if you want to come see my kid play?
Brett's climbing the fence. I can see it now. He's over there, you know, scaling the wall.
I was like, when they ask you if your kid's like under the age of, my kid's 4. And I was like, yeah, he's like a newborn.
Yeah.
I was like, this kid is under 2. 314-531-9898. We should play a little game. Said more expensive to get a wristband at Coachella? Or your kid's sporting event for the weekend. Which weekend passes are more expensive? These, I guess, kids' sporting events, they're charging you outrageous. I guess I've been out the game for a while. My kids are like 4. My daughter's 20 months old. And so we don't have to go to these sporting events. But my cousin was like having a big, you know, tournament. She's like, want to come see her play. She plays like travel volleyball. And it was like $15 a person. And I remember my cousin's like, we got to figure out a way to exchange wristbands on the side. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole like scheme we're running all because of these dang wristbands. 314-531-9898. What's the most you've ever had a cough up for a kid's sporting event? And if you invite somebody like, hey, Brett, you want to go to the game? Does that mean you have to cover it? Do you just expect them to pay? Do you not invite people to your kids' events anymore because it costs so much money?
Gosh, I'm trying to think of the most expensive one I've ever had to pay. I think it was my nephew's weekend basketball tournament, and it was over in Illinois. I literally think it was like $45 for a weekend pass, but even just like a regular game was like $20 a person. It was insane.
Oh, wow.
We got a text saying you should only have to pay for them if they know, or like if you know they don't have the financial ability to do so. So kind of like spot them if you can.
I would just feel bad inviting anyone to come see my sporting event. It is one thing to say like, hey, do you want to go to see Taylor Swift together? It's another thing to be like, my kid is worth a price of Taylor Swift. Like I would feel bad inviting Hannah to come to watch my kid play. Like, look, he is 4. They're not going to score a single basket, but it's going to cost you $20 to get in. Like,
I don't think you should feel bad for that.
Crazy.
I don't think you should feel bad, and I think that you can invite people as many times as you want to like all of the games, but you also can't blame them if they're like, we just can't spot it this time.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah, I think if you tell them up front this is the cost, I think that that's how you have to approach it.
I feel bad watching grandma pull out her little like coin purse trying to pay.
Right.
I would feel terrible.
It is crazy.
Like, this is insane.
The organization should feel terrible, but they don't. They're like, you know what? For that, we're hiking it up $5 more.
Wow.
Michelle, you have 2 competitive gymnasts. What are like, how much does it cost to get into a gymnast thing?
Yeah, so I have 2 girls that compete, and their competitions can go from the low range of $10 or $15 per person and to the high range of $30 or $40 per person. And I have a family of I have a family of 6.
Oh,
no
my God. No
way.
Oh, my God.
So you could pay up to $200 for one day to watch them compete in gymnast as a gymnast?
Yes.
And then the nachos are like $20 too,
I know,
man.
Wow.
Yes, and of course, everybody wants snacks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's hard because you could be like, oh, okay, live stream it. Live streaming costs money now, too.
Wait, what?
Really? You got to pay for it because you got to,
how it is. Yes.
I didn't even know they were live streaming little kids' sporting events.
Well,
they got announcers?
Know. I don't know how little, but like for my niece's lacrosse games, they live stream those.
Holy cow. That's considered little for me. How old are they? 10, 11?
12?
No, she's in college.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. Well, my oldest gymnast is 12, but she is actually competing in regionals this year. So I think I will be live streaming that because we're not asking anybody to pay to come.
Oh my God.
And they got like announcers and stuff. What do they do with this live stream? Like,
we got
play by play.
Where's all this money going? That's what I want to know.
The man, Kevin. The man. Yeah.
We got to Elon Musk this right now. You know what I'm saying? We got to cut this out. It's crazy. I paid like $2 for these things, and the other amount of money was made up of the concessions. Like they were all like in together.
Michelle, how much is like a nacho nowadays?
Oh, probably anywhere from $5 to $10, depending on where you're at.
For that little chip and cheese thing, dang, man. Yeah,
I'd say a minimum of $5 you're paying at a
carnival
game now. At a competition.
Yeah.
You got to smuggle in your own snacks.
Wow.
We do. I've got two little ones, and I do.
Mm-hmm. You got to smuggle in your own kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, smuggle in the children.
You're wearing your kids. Like, tape that kid up to me and put a big winter coat on me. We got the little one. We can't afford it.
Oh, believe me, when they say under three is free, my four-year-old is always three.
Yeah, so is the 12-year-old.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, like,
he's three, just tall. Like, you ever seen the movie Jack? It's the same thing. He's really tall. He's shaving and stuff.
I was born on a leap day.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. The lies and the scheming you have to do just to see your kids play a sporting event. This is crazy. Still commercial free all morning long on Y98 St. Louis. We should play a little game. Said more expensive to get a wristband at Coachella or your kid's sporting event for the weekend. Which weekend passes are more expensive? These, I guess, kids' sporting events, they're charging you outrageous. I guess I've been out the game for a while. My kids are like 4. My daughter's 20 months old. And so we don't have to go to these sporting events. But my cousin was like having a big, tournament. She like wanted to come see her play. She plays like travel volleyball. And it was like $15 a person. And I remember my cousin's like, we got to figure out a way to exchange wristbands on the side. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole like scheme we're running all because of these dang wristbands. 314-531-9898. What's the most you've ever had to cough up for a kid's sporting event? And if you invite somebody, like, hey, Brett, you want to go to the game? Does that mean you have to cover it? Do you just expect them to pay? Do you not invite people to your kids' events anymore because it costs so much money?
Gosh, I'm trying to think of the most expensive one I've ever had to pay. I think it was my nephew's weekend basketball tournament, and it was over in Illinois. I literally think it was like $45 for a weekend pass, but even just like a regular game was like $20 a person. It was insane.
Oh, wow.
We got a text saying you should only have to pay for them if they know, or like if you know they don't have the financial ability to do so. So kind of like spot them if you can.
I would just feel bad inviting anyone to come see my sporting event. It is one thing to say like, hey, do you want to go to see Taylor Swift together? It's another thing to be like, my kid is worth a price of Taylor Swift. Like I would feel bad inviting Hannah to come to watch my kid play. Like, look, he is 4. They're not going to score a single basket, but it's going to cost you $20 to get in. Like,
I don't think you should feel bad for that.
That's crazy.
I don't think you should feel bad, and I think that you can invite people as many times as you want to like all of the games, but you also can't blame them if they're like, we just can't spot it this time.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah, I think if you tell them up front, this is the cost. I think that's how you have to approach it. I'm just
feel
thinking,
bad watching Grandma pull out her little like coin purse trying to pay.
Right.
I would feel terrible.
It is crazy.
Like, this is insane.
The organization should feel terrible, but they don't. They're like, you know what? For that, we're hiking it up $5 more.
Wow.
Michelle, you have 2 competitive gymnasts. What are like, how much does it cost to get into a gymnast thing?
Yeah, so I have 2 girls that compete, and their competitions can go from the low range of $10 or $15 per person and to the high range of $30 or $40 per person. And I have a family of six.
Oh my god! No
way!
Oh my gosh!
So you could pay up to $200 for one day to watch them compete in gymnast as a gymnast, and then the nachos are like $20 too, man.
Wow.
Yes, and of course everybody wants snacks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's hard because you could be like, oh, okay, live stream it. Live streaming costs money now too.
Wait,
oh,
what?
Really? You got to pay for it because you got to.
How it is. Yes.
I didn't even know they were live streaming little kids' sporting events.
Well,
they got announcers.
I don't know how little, but like for my niece's lacrosse games, they live stream those.
Holy cow.
That's considered little for me. How old are they? 10, 11, 12?
No, she's in college.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. Well, my oldest gymnast is 12, but she is actually competing in regionals this year. So I think I will be live streaming that because we're not asking anybody to pay to come.
Oh my God.
And they got like announcers and stuff. What do they do with this live stream? Like,
we got
play by play.
Where's all this money going? That's what I want to know.
The man, Kevin.
We got to Elon Musk this right now. You know what I'm saying? We got to cut this out. It's crazy. I paid like $2 for these things, and the other amount of money was made up of the concessions. Like, they were all like in together.
Michelle, how much is like a nacho nowadays?
Oh, probably anywhere from $5 to $10, depending on where you're at.
For that little chip and cheese thing, dang, man. Yes,
I'd say a minimum of $5 you're paying at a competition.
Yeah.
You gotta smuggle in your own snacks.
Wow.
We do. I've got two little ones, and I do.
Mm-hmm. You got to smuggle in your own kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, smuggle in the children.
You're wearing your kids. Like, tape that kid up to me and put a big winter coat on me. We got the little one. We can't afford it.
Believe me, when they say under three is free, my four-year-old is always three.
Yeah, like, yep. So is the 12-year-old.
Right? Exactly. Like,
three, just tall. Like, you ever seen the movie Jack? It's the same thing. He's really tall. He grew like he's shaving and stuff.
I was born on a leap day.
Yeah. Right. Thank you so much for the call. The lies and the scheming you have to do just to see your kids play a sporting event.
Easy.
This is crazy. Still commercial free all morning long on Y98 St. Louis. Commercial free all hour long on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
There's going to be some major changes ahead for the Catholic Church. I'll explain why and what's going on in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. So here we go.
So it's kind of crazy to share this news just after Easter weekend, but Pope Francis has now passed away. And his decline isn't something that just like randomly abruptly happened. We've actually seen his health kind of slow down, really starting with COVID, but more specifically like this past February, he suffered from double pneumonia on top of bronchitis. So he was dealing with a lot, especially at 88 years old, like having all those things happen at once is a lot for anybody. But, you know, his time as Pope was served really well. He got his role back in 2013 and kind of like took things differently than past popes. I was looking up, you know, stuff about him this morning, and he kind of was like a different Pope than we had seen before.
Yes.
Like, he was more
modern.
More modern and more open to ideas. He was like really accepting to like gay rights and same-sex marriage, which like for the Catholic Church is usually like a slap on the wrist or a big no-no. But he was kind of had more like open modern thoughts, like Brett was saying. So he accomplished so much in his time.
Didn't he just meet with the vice president though?
Did.
Like that
just
was
like
so
Saturday.
I went up to so JD surprised. Vance. Yeah, he just met with JD Vance recently, so I was surprised. Although I knew like Hannah had said his health had declined significantly. It was he just had a meeting and just met with like prominent, you know, world leaders. So I was taken aback on the day after Easter, like you said, and saw that the Pope had passed.
It'll be very interesting, too, to see as they do conclave what kind of the next Pope, if they'll be conservative, if they'll be liberal.
How does the conclave thing work, Hannah?
So the next person will be chosen and voted on actually by the Catholic Church's like most senior officials. They're known as like a college of cardinals. So these people are going to vote to elect the next Pope, and they'll have like a huge ceremony with the smoke,
They do the smoke when they know that they've come to like a consensus, right?
Yeah, so we'll know by then. And another thing I just want to like shout out about Pope Francis, because I personally like didn't realize all these things about him, but I think this says a lot about him as a person. He chose before he passed away to opt out of a lot of the things that they usually do for the funeral procession. Usually it's like this humongous big deal, but Pope Francis actually decided to like cut down on a couple of things to kind of be like low-key like cost effective. Like, usually the caskets are made out of like solid oak. They're like really expensive, really heavy, and Pope Francis decided that he wanted to do like a cheaper option, just like classic like wooden zinc. So I think that says a lot about him as a person. He'll definitely be missed. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
So this Braves announcer asked for a girl's phone number in the middle of a baseball game.
Whoa.
And people are saying it could be inappropriate or not. Do you think this is a cute move or a creepy move from this announcer. 314-531-9898. So he's one of those guys that goes around and talks to the crowd during this TV broadcast. And he was saying in his earpiece that the guys in the booth, the play-by-play and the color commentary guys, boys in the back of the booth, as they're going around interviewing the crowd, like, hey, they want me to get your phone number. Here's how it goes down.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
I'm on it.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
If a guy did this to you, asked for your phone number while you're on TV during a broadcast, would you think this is a cute move or he was being creepy? 314-531-9898. If you haven't seen it, and if you couldn't tell, he did get the phone number. Hannah, do you like this move or not?
I think it's all out of good fun.
Okay.
Like, you could tell there's, like, laughing vibes. I don't know. I don't think he was being creepy. There's ways that he could have been creepy with it, but I don't think he was.
AB is the other woman.
Yeah, he didn't sound very creepy, but I also don't know that I would want to be put on the spot like that.
I hate this because
like,
of that.
It's a very weird thing. Like, I feel like I would have responded instead of just giving the number. I'd be like, haha, like, we'll see when you get off air. Like, you kind of have to play it back so that you don't immediately have to say yes or no.
Well, you're spoken like a true professional. You're breaking people's hearts because I literally thought that there is no way. She is in the worst situation ever. She gives out her phone number. She looks like she's just chasing glory and fame, and she's on TV, and she wants to hook up with the TV guy.
What?
Or if she says no, she looks like a bee. She can't win. This is the worst situation. He has clearly put her in the most uncomfortable situation ever. This sucks.
Yeah, but it's not just him. Okay.
Yeah, it's him and his boys. It's even worse.
It's all the guys in the booth. That's the other issue or the other problem. I do think it's all in good fun. The problem is you're right. It kind of puts her on the spot. That's where
she's
it's like
screwed.
She can't win in the situation.
I hated it.
I mean, as a woman, like you just sometimes you're in those positions, and yeah, like AB said, you either got to play it back or like know how to like play your cards. And if it was out of all good fun, then those guys should be, you know, accepting to have her reject him. And I think they would have been able to laugh that off too.
Right. So you thought it was cute.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute, yeah. And if anything, if I felt uncomfortable, I would just give him a fake number.
Yeah.
So that's another move you can always do. But I think it was out of good fun. I don't think they were like out to, you know, be creep vibes.
I agree with Hannah here. I think when you know, like especially watching baseball broadcasts, like something like this does kind of add a little bit of humor to the broadcast. Right. I mean, there's a lot of dead time in baseball broadcasts.
This is why we need to speed the game up. Just another reason.
Okay, was this an inappropriate move? I thought these guys were totally acting like bros. Hannah thought it was cute. AB knows exactly how to reject it and does feel put on the spot. If a guy asked you for your phone number in the middle of a broadcast like that, do you think it'd be cute? Or do you think it's inappropriate? 314-531-9898. A viral moment in the middle of a baseball game has created some controversy about if this guy was being inappropriate or not. I think his intentions seemed pretty much pure. He was joking around with, he was interviewing these two girls in the outfield, and one of the questions was literally, do you come to a lot of Brave games? Like, do you come here often, girl? Yeah. It was like the most cliche question ever. And then all of the guys, like the play-by-play guys and the people in his ear, like, ask her for her phone number, dude. So he asked her for her phone number, and she did. She gave it up. And some people were like, you shouldn't do that in the middle of a game. He's working. 314-531-9898. Hannah, I am literally shocked that you thought it was cute because you, with all due respect, usually gets so uncomfortable or awkward. Anytime
I feel like roles are reversed a little bit where I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not great. And Hannah's like, no, that's fine.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. So cute.
Yeah, I usually hate being hit on.
Hit on at all. But if a guy hit on you with a camera, you're cool with it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think it's just out of pure innocent fun. Like, I feel like we would low-key do that to somebody.
You would ask a guy for his phone if it was reverse. This is my problem with it. I feel like there's never a situation this would be reverse. I don't think there's ever a situation where a girl's holding the microphone, being one of those like sideline reporters, and ask a dude for his phone number.
I'm trying to think if I've ever asked for somebody's phone number like on air.
Like while you're just shout it out?
Like in the middle of the show. I feel like there have been times.
Where you're like, here's my number.
Yeah. Done that for me, Brett.
Kevin hooked you up with his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I feel like I've been put on the spot a lot.
So
yeah,
do we call out Kevin that. And yeah. go against yeah. him?
I have a track record.
I have a track
I'm terrible. And it goes back to my days when I used to work at a bookstore. One of the things we had to do was to get people to come in more. We gave them a special card, you know, where they would get 10% off. And you would sit at the register and you would take phone numbers down and all their information. Well, there was a cute girl one time who gave me all her information and I had her phone number.
Uh-oh.
So I violated probably every law there is known to mankind. And I called her on that number and I said, hey, I thought we had a connection here. Didn't want to, you know, be too forward, but you know, I got your number here. Would you want to go out on a date? And she said, no, I have a boyfriend. That was it. But then I thought, man, she probably thinks I'm a creep.
She turned you into the police.
Good for you, Kev. Right. I would think that's cute.
See,
you're
changing it up.
Yes.
Now you're changing it up.
Because technically, we get tons of numbers that come.
That's
in.
Not in front of an audience.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's where I would it's not different. Like Kevin's move. I would rather like if you're gonna do it public. Don't do it like creepy in your basement. Like, wah.
No, I was still at the store.
I was still at the store.
You're trying to get on girls shift. On the clock.
My biggest argument.
Same with this guy.
My biggest argument was that she was in a situation where she couldn't look good. She says no and rejects this guy. Everyone says, oh, she was being a jerk. He was just trying to be nice. She says yes and gives her phone number up.
I feel
up.
Like you're going to feel that feeling regardless of if you reject someone.
I don't know. AB rejects like dudes all the time.
Yeah, and it never feels great.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
AB's converted over to our side. She likes it now.
All right. Now, next time you get hit on and there's a camera in your face, you know who to point the finger at and blame. Hannah.
Probably.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll tell you what's trending. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read off some headlines that are trending. And Hannah, you tell me which ones you need details on or not. Like, someone created a Mount Rushmore of Disney Channel characters and stars, and someone is not on it, and people are upset.
Well, who is on it?
So there's an AI version of Mount Rushmore, and people are debating whether they got it right or not, of Disney Channel stars. Raven Simone, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, and Zendaya, top four all time. People are mad that okay. Hilary Duff did not make the list.
Oh, yeah, because she kind of predates those.
And Raven Simone, I'm really surprised is on there.
Oh, that's I so mean, Raven?
That's so Raven's pretty iconic. Yeah. She's
and then
done,
she had the reboot?
And then yeah. she's done the reboot. People are upset that Zendaya actually made the list. They said she became a
what?
Bigger star post-Disney, that her Disney yeah. Channel days weren't big enough, and Hilary Duff had a bigger Disney Channel time.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. I'm with the people, yeah.
All right. First date activities are more likely to lead a second date than dating at bars or going to a restaurant. What should you do on a first date?
Ooh, I don't know.
New report says first dates that are active, like hiking, 25% more likely to go a second date if you go hiking instead of going to a restaurant or a coffee shop. They said anything that has you moving your body, going out, taking a cooking class, strolling through botanical gardens, that is better than going out to a restaurant or dinner and a movie.
Ugh.
So someone says, like, let's go on a hike, not giving them
no,
a second date.
I don't want to go on a hike on the first Damn. Date. That's like, take a serial hike. Killer vibe.
25% more likely to get a second. Woman goes viral to tell you how much you can save time doing things.
I need help with that.
All right. So one of the things that this person is famous for on TikTok is to show you that you procrastinate a lot. Like, if you've been putting off cleaning out your pantry, she timed herself cleaning out her pantry. It only took 27 minutes.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, you keep saying I keep putting it off. Like, another one is making a dentist appointment. Like, oh, I got to go to the dentist. It only took her like 9 minutes to make an appointment. But then you got to go to the dentist.
Right.
Another one is like cleaning your like storage unit and stuff like Ooh. That. Only took her 90 minutes and like something you've been putting off. So they said, you're the new, more relatable Maria Kondo. Which I feel like, yeah, she's like super efficient. I don't believe
her. I was going to say, is she available to do that for us?
Yeah, because I like that. I don't think
like
I can do it that fast.
Weekend process.
Yeah.
Right?
She said she timed it, and it's not as long as you think. You just keep putting it off, so try to do it. It's faster than you think.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Is there a story that your family tells every year? Usually it's around like some kind of milestone, like holiday. But is there a story every year, if it pops up on memories or Facebook memories, you're just like, oh, got to retell it. You can never live it down. 314-531-9898. For me, it's the infamous Boathouse memory.
Oh, yeah. I know this one.
Easter looks different for me. If you missed it last Easter, I went to the Boathouse, which is in Forest Park, and right there on the dock, you can throw out some fish food to the fish. You can feed the ducks. The kids love it. And so I was holding my daughter, who was probably like she was like 10 months at the time.
She was itty bitty back then.
Yeah. And so I had her like, you know, curled up like a football, and I went to go grab either my phone or just move my keys or whatever it was. And my car key flipped out of my pocket, and it literally flipped right into the water. Bloop. And I saw it. I saw it directly where it went in the water. So I thought, well, this water is not that deep. I could just jump in real quick and grab it. So I put my daughter down, threw off my clothes, and my boxers, and jumped right into the water. Just went for it. Could not find it. I'm diving underneath the water. And these people were showing up in their Easter Sunday best. So now every single Easter, it's the running joke. My family, Dad, don't jump in the water. And literally as we were walking up, my son's like, don't do it again. I'm like, guys,
no faith in you.
Yeah, right.
And do you know, like, the Boathouse put up that fence now? And my son even goes, Dad, I really do think they put up that fence because of you. And I do. They put up a fence.
Yeah.
Because I think people were jumping in the water, aka not people, me. I jumped in the water.
Yeah, you're that guy.
Yeah, there is a plaque on it that does say this fence is because of Brett Meg.
You know what's so funny? It's like my dad made that same joke, Kevin. I was like, hey, we're going to go back to the Boathouse again. My dad's like, do they have that plaque for you? I'm like, this is the story I will never live down. Every Easter for the rest of my life, it'll be, did Jesus move the tomb and did Brett jump in the water?
Right.
This is the two stories that every Easter people are going to tell. And it's because it's all, like, I feel like I could get away with it maybe if
it wasn't on a holiday.
I'm hoping. I don't know.
I think that that's part of it.
But every Easter now, this is going to be the story that is told. But I feel like families have that story where everybody has a story. They'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah. For me, it's probably every time we go on vacation or like fly anywhere, my family brings up the time that I got the resort shut down in Mexico.
I was going to bring that up for Hannah. Yeah.
So now every time we travel, they're like, well, don't let Hannah literally ever out of your sight because I was in Mexico and I fell asleep outside when we were supposed to be leaving and my family couldn't find me. So they had to like call security and shut down the entire resort and like have the police come because no one could find me. So now every time we go anywhere, that has to be brought up.
Yeah.
And my mom actually gets mad. She does not think it's funny.
You're traveling for work Saturday with AB.
Yeah,
AB, bring it up.
I love hearing that reminder.
Bring it up. I'm on a flight. Yeah. Hey, don't get the cops called on us and fall asleep.
Yeah, but I think it's vacations and holidays. Like, it's not me, thank goodness, but it's actually my mom. It is what my older brother refers to as the brown bag Christmas.
Oh!
It is the year that my mom was pregnant with my younger sister, and every gift at Christmas, with the exceptions of Santa's, were in a brown paper bag because my mom had such bad morning sickness, she didn't have time or to wrap any of the gifts. So every Christmas when we get together, it's always, you guys remember the brown bag Christmas? Yeah.
I thought it was a throw-up story because my buddy, his brother, threw up on the first day of school ever and right into the teacher's like hands.
Oh!
She like caught it. And he will never live it down. I know this story.
Don't live down throwing up in elementary school.
No.
People remember that.
That's like how you're known forever.
Yeah, everyone knows it. And I was just talking to somebody who knows him. He's like, oh, I know DJ. He's the one who threw up in the teacher's.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, bro. Like, that's the story. No one lives it down.
No. It's true.
Is there a story in your family that you guys tell every single year like clockwork? 314-531-9898. What's the story for your family that you guys tell every single year? Guys, remember the time that Brett jumped in the water without any clothes on for Easter? Yep, everyone does because I'm an idiot and did that. And now every single time on Easter, my family brings it up. Oh, don't jump in the water again, Dad. My four-year-old kept saying, I got it, bro. Although I would, if I had a chance to do it again, I don't regret it. I would have gone for the keys. My keys fell out of my pocket at the boathouse, went right into the water. So I jumped in to get it right in front of everyone. And now it's a story I can't live down. What is the story for you that every year people tell it? 314-531-9898. Alex, what's the story for you?
Oh, man. You know, for me, it's just really, it's not holiday specific. It's just whenever the entire family group gets together. It's remember Alex's prank calls, the Dugan.
Oh, man.
Did you have to go to,
didn't you go to court on that, didn't
I did. I had to go to court for telephone harassment.
Wow.
Because Alex called somebody and said Dugan so many times.
Mm-hmm. Always said it was Dugan. It was harmless. You know, just a nice
apparently
little.
Apparently not.
No, right.
Dugan.
Dugan.
Now it's a made up word that his whole.
Ruining lives,
yeah,
apparently.
Cops came to the police officer came to my house. We had called this man quite a bit and got an awesome reaction.
You were committed to the bit.
Yeah no, we were fully committed to it, and it lives on today.
Did you star 67 that?
Yeah, we did. The only
and
reason
you
I got caught,
busted?
Well, one of my friends called and didn't block the number, and then we called him a snitch.
And then it opened up.
Yeah.
Because then.
I bet you aren't friends anymore.
You know. There were other
you
things.
Got him. It'll never be the same.
It'll just never be the same. Yeah.
He's only friends with Dugan.
Dugan lives on.
Carolyn, what's the story for you that you guys tell year after year, every single time, you can never live it down?
Yes. So right after all the Gabby Petito stuff went down, me and my fiance went to Colorado to go hiking. And I told my mom, I'm like, hey, we're going up into the mountains. I'm not going to have service. We'll be headed home sometime tomorrow. I'll let you know when I'm headed home. Well, because I did not reach back out to her by noon, she sent the park rangers looking for us.
Oh!
And now anytime anybody in the family doesn't answer by noon, we're like, don't make me send the cops after you.
The park ranger.
That's funny. You and Hannah are both the same. You guys got cops called on you just for taking a vacation.
Just for living.
Yeah. Just for Avi, you have a story?
I have one I kind of forgot about. It was Christmas dinner one time, and my family was in Sanibel Island. And so, like, we cooked all the food, we were all ready, and then there was a terrible storm and all the lights went out. And we were like, oh my gosh, what do? We go shelling a lot, so we all had headlamps, like, handy. So we ate the entire Christmas dinner with headlamps on.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so we will always think back and be like, that is so funny. And then at one point, my grandpa, like, he was, like, so concerned the lights were off. We're like, Grandpa, like, who are you? Do you think you're calling, you know, in the middle of dinner? He's like, 911. We're like, you're calling 911 because the lights went out? He was like, yeah, they'll be here soon.
Oh my god.
We were like, the whole like island, the lights are off. I think they know. But
every Christmas, you guys are using the
headlamps.
The headlamps going on.
Yeah.
It ain't Christmas dinner without the headlamps. We're still commercial free all morning long here on the Brett Maga Show. It's Y98 St. Louis. Thank you for hanging with us this past hour as we rolled commercial free here on the Brett Maga Show. We do it every single day, an hour of commercial free music on your ride into work or school. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Coachella just wrapped up their second weekend, so I'll give you a whole little recap in just 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Coachella just wrapped up their second weekend, and the more I hear about the festival this year, the more I have like severe FOMO. So Lady Gaga performed yet again this weekend, and many people were looking forward to it because in the first weekend of Coachella, Lady Gaga like ate. Her choreography from Abracadabra is still trending on TikTok. But she
performed like 2 hours. Like that's
insane. I know, it was crazy. But
can't do anything for 2 hours, let alone run around on stage.
Right. Everybody was so invested. So when she was performing again this weekend, people were really into it. But she did have a little malfunction during her performance. Her mic went out, but she handled it like the pro she is. And she goes, "Well, at least you know I sing live."
Yeah. I watched this. I was like, dang. And she just kept going and doing her thing and didn't let it trip up. I'm like, what a true professional. Yeah.
Another fun little moment from this weekend was Ed Sheeran and Shaboozy actually had a little collab moment at one of the Coachella pubs.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
actually think Ed might do it a little better than Shaboozy. He sounded great doing that.
Dude, he sounded so good. Yeah, and he teamed up with Alex Warren, too, which a lot of people are obsessed with Alex Warren now. Like, he's an up-and-comer. I guess Ed had never met him before, though. And so the intro of it is like, hey, I just met this dude like an hour ago. And then they collabed on his song. What's the song called?
Ordinary.
Wow.
And he was like, yeah, we just met like an hour ago. Yeah. Like, this dude's cool. So they just jumped on stage together. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that takes so much talent for Ed to always just be, like, singing at these, like, random low-key bars. Like,
yes.
He doesn't need, like, sound production, lights, all that stuff. He literally just needs himself, and he is good to sing with literally anybody.
He played at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Coachella. He's Ed Sheeran. Yeah. Like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah. And I guess another honorable mention for Coachella is Ty Dolla $ign had his brother do a little video feature from prison.
Yeah, I thought that was
so
crazy.
Anything is possible. It's 2025. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. On average, you will do this 4 times a day. What are you doing 4 times today, Hannah?
I think people are going to lie 4 times today.
All right.
I think they're going to sneeze. Though we have been
only
way
4? I think I've sneezed probably double
that.
We've
been way above the average, but I think the average person 4 times a day.
Allergies be nuts, man. My allergies were so bad this weekend.
I think just honestly just go to the bathroom
4 times.
That's kind of what I was thinking too. Also, you eat 4 times.
All right. Do you? Because I feel like your snack game is legit.
I feel like, well, not me. Most people probably have like 2 like big meals and then maybe 2 snacks.
2 snacks.
I'm having like 8 big meals and 10 snacks.
So. Good guesses. No one got it correct though. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's get you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. You will do this on average 4 times a day.
Teacher Suzanne texted in and said, saying, I love you. That's very sweet.
Way better than your lying guess.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking like people be like, oh, how are you? Good. When really you're having a bad day. You know, little lies like that.
White lies, yeah.
Dave texted in and said, having 4 cups of coffee.
Oh.
Ooh.
You've already done this once probably today. It's not a cup of coffee, though.
It's not going to the bathroom?
It's not going to the bathroom. Start your car.
Oh.
On average, you start your car 4 times a day. So count how many times you start that bad boy up and see if it's on average 4 times a day.
Mega Minds.
All right, weekend 2 of Coachella was this past weekend, and there was 144 different bands or artists.
Woo!
Playing Coachella, and some of those have the craziest names I've ever heard of in my entire life. Some of those festival weird people, man, those fans, they're crazy. So let's play a little game of Coachella or Fo-chella. I will give you a name of a band, and you either tell me, is this a real Coachella artist or a Fo-chella artist? And this is, I'll give you 3 of them. You tell me which one's the real one, okay?
Okay.
Japanese breakfast. Mashed potato salad, boys, or fried bacon? Which one could you see really at Coachella?
Japanese breakfast.
I think fried bacon was the real one.
I think Japanese breakfast. I
think the mashed potato one.
Oh, everyone's a little different. Japanese breakfast is a real band that played at Coachella.
Wow.
All right. Hannah's got the first point.
Hannah's a big fan of that.
Yeah,
oh,
big
yeah,
fan
huge
of Japanese
fan.
Breakfast. Yeah, yeah. It's the only breakfast she eats, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Captain Crunch and then Japanese breakfast on the background. All right. Blonde redhead, mullet time, or holy brunettes?
Mullet time's got to be real.
I think
mullet
time's real.
Time.
You love mullet time?
I would love to go
Kevin
see mullet time.
Kevin loves to see mullet time.
I'm saying blonde redhead.
Hannah is locked in on Coachella. 2 for 2, Hannah.
Wow.
Really? Wow.
Blonde redhead is a real band that played at Coachella.
Did I not mention them in the hashtag?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, they are. It's like Ed Sheeran, Lady Gaga, and the blonde redhead. Uh-huh.
Come on, man. Stop. Mullet time.
All right, guys. I'm going to try to get these names correct, but these are wacky ones. Pee-pee poo-poo. Bia Adabadoo. Shimmy shimmy mommy.
The Bia Adabadoo person's real because Rob on Love Island loves them. Her. Whoever it is.
Yeah. It is her. Okay. Hannah AV knows it, yes. Yeah. And she opened for Taylor Swift, by the way, too.
Holy cow.
What was the name? Do it one more time.
Beavadabadoo.
Beavadabadoo.
Yeah.
Yabadabadoo.
Pee pee poo poo is not real either.
Pee pee poo poo should be real.
That was real Coachella or fake Coachella.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.